Nearly 14,000 Americans are stuck overseas due to canceled flights and border closures. A global do not travel order has been issued to all U.S. citizens by the State Department. HPR's Ryan Finnerty recently returned to Hawaii from South America and has this report on his experience re-entering the country. Before you get mad, I left for Santiago, Chile before any coronavirus travel alerts had been issued, but pretty quickly, airlines started canceling flights, and the U.S. Embassy began sending out ominous emails advising Americans to leave or prepare to shelter in place. It took four itinerary changes, but I was finally able to get a flight from Santiago to Atlanta. When it came time to leave, the normally packed freeway was almost empty during a rush hour drive to the airport. I said goodbye to my friend who was supposed to be getting married that day and joined the hundreds of people in line for flights.
Okay, we're in the Santiago airport. It's pretty busy. There looks like there's a pretty big crowd, but pretty organized. A lot of foreigners trying to leave. A lot of masks.
We arrived several hours early and everything went smoothly. Chilean screeners asked about our travel history, but no other physical health check was performed. Before long, we were airborne and headed toward the U.S. 9 hours later, we were landing in Atlanta, where we had been told the CDC would be checking everyone arriving in the country for signs of illness. But that never happened.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will not be met by CDC today. You may get up, retrieve your carry-on items, and exit at the same door you entered the aircraft on. Have a great day.
We got off the plane and went to customs. I was prohibited from recording, but I was only asked two questions, neither related to my health, and then waved through. The process took 70 seconds. That's it. No other check. We went back through TSA to board our flight to Hawaii. In the terminal, we met a group returning to the U.S. from Africa. They also had not been screened by the CDC. Another 9 hours later, and we were landing in Honolulu.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome everybody to Hawaii, where the local time is 3:01.
The flight was nearly empty. A few residents and service members were scattered throughout the cabin. 20 students and a tour group from Japan were the only sign of tourists. Within minutes, I was outside waiting for a ride. Once again, there was no health screening.
So that's it. That was the trip. One temperature check the entire time that was going into Chile. There was no temperature check on the plane, no screening of any kind, no warning about restaurants and attractions being closed, no instructions to quarantine in place. You really wouldn't know that it was different from any other time. So pretty easy to see how this thing has spread around the world.
As of tomorrow, everyone arriving in Hawaii will be required to self-quarantine for 14 days at their hotel or residence, which is where I've been since getting back. From my house, I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.